joining us on KBR 680, the two Hall of Famers. Boy, the special people here for the San Francisco Giants. One, Gaylord Perry, and two, Juan Marichal. Boy, if I added up all the wins, I think we're 550 or something like that between you two. But Monty Irvin, number 20, joins you both, having his number retired. And Juan, I'll start with you. Monty Irvin, what does it mean to you to see that for Monty? And you know Monty quite well.
Well, yes. When I came to the Giants, I started to know Monty real well. And I started his years in the Major League for the New York Giants. I got to know him very well, you know, a wonderful person. I remember when he was playing for the National League, he was working for the National League, and he was traveling all over to see players, and going to Cooperstown. I get to see him in Cooperstown all the time, and what a wonderful person, what a gentleman, and a human being. So I'm very proud to be here in San Francisco to see his number retire tomorrow.
And Gaylord, numbers being retired, it's a special time for any athlete, especially a baseball player. Like the Hall of Fame, it's more immortality. Monty Irvin, for you, tell us a little bit about what you know about Monty Irvin and just the honor of a number being retired.
Well, talking with Monty today, I told him it was harder to get your number retired than it is making Hall of Fame. And he agreed. It's been a long time. He's been in the Hall of Fame a long time and deservedly so. I just got to know Monty when we go into New York. He would be working in the league office or the commissioner's office and come by to see, you know, Willie and McCovey and Marichal, because he had known him early. I did not know him like Juan did early. So, but I have a daughter, younger daughter, that just loves the guy. She met him in 91 when I got inducted in the Hall of Fame, and they've become good friends. And it was only two or three years ago, she lives in Tampa, and she went in a restaurant to have breakfast with her daughter, and that good Monty sitting there. So they've become great friends, and we're just so proud of Monty to be here, and I'm so happy that the Giants wanted me here to welcome Monty into the retired number.
Yeah, you know, you hear stories about Monty when he came up and playing in the outfield with Willie Mays and Don Mueller, you know, in those early 1950 days, and Hank Thompson. First three African-Americans to play in the outfield together was Hank Thompson, Monty Irvin, and Willie Mays. But Monty was a fabulous ball player, unfortunately 30 years old when he got to the major leagues.
Yes, he was, and I think it goes to show what kind of great people the Giants were, because when they got Monty up, they got Mays, and they went to Dominican and Puerto Rico and got some great, great people. And not only did they get great ball players, they got great people, and I was just so happy to play with those guys. When you had the best in center field, the most feared hitter in first, I had a guy to hit the right field like Cepeda, and then the great pitcher in Marichal, I was just like at odds, you know. It was just great to be with him.
Boy, Juan, you think back to what I said about Monty Irvin and the courageous pioneer that he was in those days. And for the Dominican players, Felipe Alou and Ozzie Virgil were there at that time. And maybe talk a little bit about that and the influence on you and how they paved the way.
You know, was a man in Dominican named Horacio Martinez. And he was the one that signed me for the Giants. And we used to listen to him, so many stories about the Negro League. And he used to talk so much, so greatly about Monty Irvin. And that's how I get to know him before I meet him in person. And such a gentleman, such a nice person that he is. He's a wonderful human being. And let me tell you, Ozzie Virgil and Felipe Alou, they used to talk to me about him. And when I met him, I knew what they was talking about. A first-class human being. And I'm so proud that I play in the same organization that Monty Irvin played for.
You know, one last story for both of you from Joe Black, who told me this. And Joe, of course, a wonderful pitcher for the Brooklyn Dodgers, and we knew him quite well.
Don't talk about the Dodgers. Leave the Dodgers out of this.
Well, he played for the Cincinnati Reds, too. All right. And was part of a four-person no-hitter, I think, with Herschel Freeman and a couple others for the Cincinnati Reds. But what he told me was in the late 30s, early 40s, Monty Irvin was the best player in the Negro Leagues. And but for World War II coming along, Monty Irvin would have been the one to break the color line.
Exactly right. I've heard that story many times. But, you know, when he came here, he surely made a great impression on all of us and all the players that played before him and after us. If you can be part of a guy like Monty Irvin, you'll do well.
Juan, I'll say Dodgers, and I'll get your reaction.
Oh, what a rivalry. That was something, you know. Every time if I have to face the Dodgers, you know you're going to pitch either against Sandy Koufax or Don Drysdale. That was enough. You know, that damaged you sleep at night. You know, you go to bed thinking about you have to face that team and those guys. That was good enough for you to lose your sleep.
Nice to have both of you with us. Juan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Gaylord, always a pleasure.
Well, thank you. Have a good one.
All right. That is Gaylord and Juan Marichal, Gaylord Perry, right here on the Sports Leader.